Being a believer does not give us a get-out-of-jail-free card in terms of this life. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we'll read through the entire Bible in a year, and I'm so happy you're here today. This is Psalms Wednesday, and we're going to read chapters 6 through 8. And before each chapter, I'll have a brief introduction for you. After the reading, of course, I've got some comments. And this is Wednesday, one of the days where we have prayer together. I'm calling today's episode, Turn Around. But before we read, let's pray. Lord, as we open your word today, I pray that you would bless this time and that you would teach us what you'd like us to know. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalm 6 is titled To the Chief Musician with Stringed Instruments on an 8-stringed harp, a Psalm of David. You probably remember that To the Chief Musician means that this was written for either 1, the Lord himself, or 2, one of the music leaders, perhaps Heman or Asaph. This song was to be played with stringed instruments and an 8-stringed harp. This is the first of the 7 Psalms of Confession. There's Psalm 6, this one, and 31, 37, 50, 101, 129, and 142. These psalms are characterized by confession and humility before God. Psalms chapter 6. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. I'm sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love, for the dead do not remember you. Who can praise you from the grave? I am worn out from sobbing. All night I flood my bed with weeping, drenching it with my tears. My vision is blurred by grief. My eyes are worn out because of all my enemies. Go away, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will answer my prayer. May all my enemies be disgraced and terrified. May they suddenly turn back in shame. The title of Psalm 7 is A Shigeon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjaminite. Well, what is this Shigeon? Some translate it as a meditation, or an ode, or a musical composition, or simply a psalm. The truth is, we don't really know the exact meaning of the word. The only place it also appears is in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 1. Some think that a shigeon means wild, irregular, enthusiastic music. But that is just an idea. We don't know for sure. In some psalms, we can easily identify the time or occasion of the writing, but this is not the case with Psalm 7. In all likelihood, the Cush referred to in the title was loyal to King Saul, who pursued David in order to kill him. Psalms chapter 7. You, Lord God, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions attacking a victim, and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I have done any of this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them trample me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. Attack my furious enemies. See that justice is done. Make the nations come to you as you sit on your throne above them all. O Lord, judge the nations. Judge me and show that I am honest and innocent. You know every heart and mind, and you always do right. Now make violent people stop, but protect all of us who obey you. You, God, are my shield, the protector of everyone whose heart is right. You see that justice is done, and each day you take revenge. Whenever your enemies refuse to change their ways, you sharpen your sword and string your bow. Your deadly arrows are ready with flaming tips. An evil person is like a woman about to give birth to a hateful, deceitful, and rebellious child. Such people dig a deep hole, then fall in it themselves.
The trouble they cause comes back on them, and their heads are crushed by their own evil deeds. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. I will sing about you, the Lord Most High.
The title of Psalm 8 is To the Chief Musician on the Instrument of Gath, a Psalm of David. Again, we come upon a term that is not easy to define. Some believe that a gath is a stringed instrument. Some translations translate this line as according to Gittith. Maybe this is an early predecessor of the guitar.
Psalms chapter 8. Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Well, let's talk a little bit about Psalms chapter 6. This is the first of the 7 Psalms of Confession, those being Psalm 6, 31, 37, 50, 101, 129, and 142. These Psalms are characterized by confession and humility before God. In this psalm, we see David asking God to withhold his wrath. David is in agony, both physically and spiritually. We can't tell if this pain is from an illness, perhaps of the sorrow he feels for a sin he committed, danger from pursuing enemies, or maybe a combination of these things. It does seem that his health is leaving him, as well as his confidence. Yet he's still sure that God will be the faithful one he always has been, and he will come to David's aid. As the psalm begins, we see David's repentance. As it ends, it's his confidence we see. When we're in similar circumstances as David, it's all too common that we remain in a place of misery. We seem to perversely revel or wallow in our misery. Well, to be sure, if we have sinned, it's appropriate that we have remorse. After all, we made the decision to reject the right course of action. As believers, we have the benefit of the Holy Spirit's guidance. He tells us when we're about to leave the reservation, yet leave we do. The remorse, the guilt we feel, is because we belong to God and we chose to follow our flesh instead of God. And it is right that we own the consequences. If what we've done in sinning causes pain to ourselves or others, we must accept our responsibility. Being a believer does not give us a get-out-of-jail-free card in terms of this life. To be sure, if we are believers in Jesus, if we've asked Him to be our Lord and our Savior, we have assurance that our sins are forgiven. 1 John 1:9 tells us if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But if our sin has caused consequences here, on earth, in this life, we have to face them and make things right. Now, with all that said, it's important to allow ourselves to be confident in the mercy of God, as David did in this psalm. Near the end, he confidently declared, "The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer." Sorrow and consequences are meant to make us reconsider our behavior. Repentance is not the feeling of guilt or sorrow. Repentance is an action. It's making an about-face. It's turning from the sin and toward God. And the wonderful thing about that is that we know that God is always there to greet us with open arms.
Tell me what you think about today's reading or my comments. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511. You can also comment on the show notes page for this episode at lifespringmedia.com/S13E018, or you can go to comment.lifespringmedia.com and fill out that form. Well, today I want to thank Howie so very much for his $50 donation that came in today. I appreciate you, Howie. God bless you. Beloved, if you find value in the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, if you think it's a good thing in your life, please think about and pray about how much value that's worth to you. Take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support and then pray about what God would have you do. It's going to be different for everybody, and that's okay. That's the way it should be. All I ask is that you follow the Lord's leading. lifespringmedia.com/support. Prayer requests. Beloved, this is a time that I've set aside for us to pray for each other. You can send your prayer requests and praises to me by going to prayer.lifespringmedia.com, where you'll find an easy form to fill out there where you can tell me whatever you want the LifeSpring family to pray about. And if you want to remain anonymous, you can. For today, if you've been following along, you know that my lifelong friend Kathy had her first infusion of a new cancer drug last Friday. The side effects were similar to the previous drug: nausea, aches and pains, hair loss, and swollen lips and tongue with mouth sores. Well, on Monday afternoon, she had to go to the ER because of difficulty breathing with a sort of rattling sound in her lungs. She didn't get home till about 4:45 Saturday morning. She had an EKG, she had x-rays, and a CT scan. Finally, the doctor put her on a blood thinner and antibiotics and said if her cough got worse, he would probably admit her. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the Psalms. They show us that we can bring our praises to you as well as our fears and our heartbreaks. Thank you for showing us that we need not be afraid to be entirely honest with you. Lord, my heart breaks for Kathy and Dell. For so long they've endured illness and pain, and like David wrote in the 6th Psalm, I pray on their behalf. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Lord, I ask you to bring healing, bring rest. But above all, Lord, may your will be done. We do trust you, Lord. I know that our time here is just a tiny fraction in eternity, so we do trust your perfect plan. Father, you know every one of us here in the LifeSpring family, and you know every joy and every heartbreak. You know the needs of every person. And I pray for them now, Lord, that you would make yourself known in every life. Draw each of us closer to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you enjoy this show, I'll bet you know someone else who would enjoy it too. Tell them about it, won't you? The more that listen to the Word of God, the better off we'll all be, don't you think? Sister Kirsty does the newsletter every week. Brother Sean of San Pedro does the chapters. Sister Denise corrects the transcripts. And to each of them, I say thank you. Comment on the show by calling the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511, by going to comment.lifespringmedia.com, or by emailing me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I do want to hear from you. If you're finding value in the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, please support it. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks for making me a part of your day. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.